You're listening to Cosmic Consciousness, the show that connects with today's way showers and conscious advocates who use real-life superpowers to catapult human evolution.
Namaste, soul family. This is Jules with Cosmic Consciousness, coding the new human for the new earth. And this is the Reprogramming Reality series. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about how we create realities in what I call spherical time. So the question that I often get asked is there a future? Is there a past? And what is our now moment? And this is actually a really interesting topic because we are programmed to exist in linear time. But now that we are moving into the existence of spherical time, our consciousness will begin to shift to match that state of reality. So what is it that we experience once we enter this reality? And how can we use the concept of the past, the future, and the now to create realities that we desire? So the first thing that I want to go into is, what is the past and what is the future and what is the now moment? And do any of them really exist? Well, each of them has frequency patterns, and you could say that our past patterns are more solid or have a denser form than the pattern even in the now and in the future. But the interesting thing that most people don't think about is that the pattern in the future actually has a stronger pattern than the pattern of the now. And why would that be? And how can we use this to recreate realities with our awareness and choice and being able to shift where patterns or frequencies are moving into? So before I dive into this any deeper, let's go ahead and go to break. And I want to invite you into our beautiful community that we have. This is a community where everyone is just so full of light, so full of love, and it really is a place to go where we can talk about anything. It's a private Facebook group, and it's eternalfrequency.co. So we hope to see you there, and we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts, and we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth. Because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter. We now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Neva Lee Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
So let's go into what the past is and why it holds a denser pattern than our now in the future. So when we have a past, we have a memory or an experience that's connected to it. And because our bodies are held in memory, or those memories are held in, I like to say, in the cells, but I think to take that a little bit further, it's actually held in the water or the frequency pattern that is the most fluid within our body. And once an experience is made and a memory is repeated, or that thought around the memory and the emotion attached to it is repeated, it holds density within our organs, in our cells, in our experience. And if these memories or emotions are in a lower vibration, this can turn into illness or pain, an injury, that sort of thing. So a memory is actually what is making the past a stronger frequency pattern, because it is attached to our consciousness through the experience of the repeated thought or memory. When we move into a memory that we may not remember, this pattern of our past will not be as strong. And so those patterns will not show up so much in the now moment or in our future patterns. This is because when we agree on an experience by repeating a thought or an emotional pattern, whether we are completely aware of it or not, and this is what they call subconscious thoughts, is that we can actually bring these patterns from the past into our future when we are thinking them over and over or having the experience of them over and over without our awareness. This is why doing conscious work or self-work and diving into belief systems that we may not be aware of can really create a different reality in our now moment and be able to shift the patterns for our future to create the realities of our desires. So why would the now moment not have as strong of a frequency pattern as our future when we are moving into shifting realities? When we think about our future, we are creating a frequency pattern. And if we're consciously thinking about our future and we're connecting that to a frequency that's higher than the frequency of what we're existing at, we are actually creating a frequency pattern to create that future in the now moment. So in the now moment, it may not be as strong because it needs our repeated thought or conscious awareness of that reality in order for it to be created. So everything that I have just said, and we can go into it a little bit more, but it's really exciting because it's such a simple way of looking at time and bringing us into the creation of our lives. If our repeated attention or awareness to a desire that we are creating by choosing the higher frequency and then connecting to that frequency in the now moment is creating our future reality. The same can be true if we're attaching to a lower frequency. It will create a reality that will match that frequency. So with the world just being in chaos and there's just a lot of things that we may have had choice around that we no longer have choice around, we can go into kind of the victim mentality or into resistance, wanting to not have to be in the reality that is being shown to us. This is a wonderful opportunity to be able to use spherical time in creating something different. So we know what our past is, and if we aren't fully aware of the past patterns that are creating our reality in the now, then I strongly recommend that you do some really strong or intense consciousness work. Really go in and start to question your thoughts. Do you agree with them? Do you want to agree with them? And what do you want to believe? This is when we can look into our now moment and start to see beyond the illusion that's actually there. Because believe it or not, every now moment is an illusion, because the now moment doesn't hold a frequency pattern that is in the reflection of our now moment, because frequency patterns are created with awareness of the frequency pattern in the future. This is why so many psychics and people that are strongly intuitive can tune into a frequency pattern and predict the future. Well, we can also change the future. And I think that's why I felt so called to make this episode, is because now more than ever, we need people to choose outside of the illusion of our now moment. The illusion of the vaccine, COVID-19, the government, all of these structures that are around us that are moving into chaos. It's within that illusion that we have the opportunity to connect to a higher timeline or to a higher frequency and shift the reality of the future right now. The future pattern is stronger than our now moment. So each now moment, we have the opportunity to change everything. So when we are in a now moment and we're seeing chaos, what do we do? How can we change this now moment to recreate a future that is actually stronger than the now moment that we're experiencing? It's in that moment that we create a choice and we connect to the higher frequency around that choice. By doing this, we are stretching out a frequency pattern. Whether or not you're able to feel it or not, it's actually happening. And every time that we choose to reconnect to that frequency pattern, it gets stronger and denser until it's a reality that we move into. It may seem as though it's in the future, but really it's being created in the now moment. So if something is being created in the future in the now moment, then what is the now moment? The now moment is a fleeting choice. It doesn't exist. It's in that moment that you are creating your next now moment. The now moment is shifted as soon as you step in and realize you're in a now. I mean, really, we're in the now every single time that we have the acknowledgement that we're in a now. But that one now moment isn't showing us the reality of what is not seen. This is why I say that the now moment is really only an illusion. So why don't we all have a little fun and do a little exercise in creating a reality of the highest frequency available around what it is to exist beyond the frequency or the reality of the COVID-19 virus and the COVID-19 lockdown or the experience that is around it, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's feeling lonely, relationships. This virus has created a reality, and so much of that reality has been paved the way by media, people in resistance, and it doesn't have to be that way. So in this moment, let's just create something different. So shut your eyes for just a moment. Take in a deep breath. And then in your mind's eye, see a beautiful stream of golden light and allow this stream of light to move out of your sphere of existence. Just watch it continue to stream. And by placing your attention on this beautiful golden light, you are creating a frequency pattern with your awareness. And now attaching to this frequency pattern, put in the frequency or the thought that you are free, that your vibration is higher than the experience of what the COVID-19 virus is creating in this now moment. That the virus flows through you, amplifies you, and enhances your experience. Whether it's in your experience in your body or whether it's in the experience of the reality around you. Feel the frequency raise as you have the experience of this new reality. And it's within this reality that we all can choose to create something different. The future pattern is stronger than this now moment. What do you want to choose right now? Just feel what that feels like. Feel the relief, the freedom, what it feels like to become the creator of your reality. And just taking a deep breath. And then when you see yourself moving into the reality that has been paved because of your past experience, move back into the awareness that you can do just what we did to create something different. It's really a lot of fun if you think about it. The more I play with the frequency pattern of the future, the more I realize that I don't move into the frequency patterns of my past. So much so that I rarely move into memories. And if I do, it's normally to collect information in order to bring it into my future. As we continue to evolve and move into higher states of consciousness, it makes sense, and I've had this experience myself, that the now moment is the future pattern. This is the experience of spherical time. I often say it's spherical time in this now moment because, yes, I'm having the experience in the now moment, but at the same time, I can feel myself creating at a higher frequency of my future. This assists me in being able to evolve at a much faster rate because with my conscious choice or my conscious awareness, I am choosing the higher frequency in every now moment. Because once I step into the now, I can feel the frequency, knowing that I have the ability to create a frequency pattern at a higher frequency just by bringing my attention to it and moving it into the future. This is how in the future we will start to manifest things at a very, very fast rate. I manifest now faster than I ever have in my life because of this process and the practice of it. So I invite you to practice it as well. Just go into the now moment of your experience, see what it feels like, and then allow it without making it happen. Just allow the frequency to move to a higher frequency. Feel what that feels like. Bring your attention to it, and then with the golden light, bring it into your future. This doesn't mean that you have to know what your future is. It just means that you know that your future is going to exist at a higher frequency than what you're experiencing now. This is how we can look at the illusion of our now moment, whether it's the COVID-19 virus, the government, the money system, whatever it is that seems to be in destruction or falling apart around us. We can move into that pattern, create a neutral space, and then bring it to a higher frequency, creating a reality so beyond our mind that once we actually step into it, it'll be beyond our wildest dreams. So enjoy it and have fun. This has been a lot of fun to talk about. And I hope that you'll just go back and listen to it again, because it is one of those things that we have to almost listen to the frequency of it and not just the words to be able to create it in our daily life. So thank you for listening and being a part of Cosmic Consciousness and the Super Power Up community. I truly hear you. Feel you and experience you in this now moment as we create a frequency pattern of the future and the highest frequency possible as we move into the magic of what it is to be human. So much love. Now go and live to your highest potential.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.